Monday morning.
What? It's Monday already?
How was your weekend?
Not nearly long enough.
Today's a big day.
What do you mean?
Today's the day
we can all go back to work.
You're a weirdo.
Why is that?
I hate Mondays. Mondays are the worst.
No, that's optimistic.
I admire your optimism.
So that means it is opposite day.
Nope, it's just Monday.
But it's also
showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you. The stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. The bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. With stars and stripes and the eagle flies. Where are the stars and stripes and the eagle flies?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. That's right here. That's America. Happy Flag Day, everybody. It's the Monica J. Show. I almost said the America Show. That could be the same thing. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. Happy Flag Day. Happy birthday to our United States Army. That's right. Happy birthday to Donald J. Trump. Sorry, President Donald J. Trump. You know, in the last segment, I brought to you the fact that Elko County is now the second here in Nevada to take on politics as usual. They are taking on what it means to be a constitutional county in the state of Nevada. So here is the order that they sign, okay? In order to protect the American people be it resolved that the following abuses will not be allowed or tolerated in Elko County. Orders restricting citizens from the free exercise of their religion or the right to freely assemble as guaranteed in the First Amendment. Orders depriving its citizens of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law as guaranteed in the Fifth Amendment. Registration of personal firearms under any circumstances. Confiscation of firearms without probable cause, due process, and constitutionally compliant warrants issued by a local or state jurisdiction. Audits or searches of a citizen's personal affairs or finances without probable cause, due process, and constitutionally compliant warrants issued by a local or state jurisdiction. Inspection of person or property without probable cause and constitutionally compliant warrants is required by the Fourth Amendment and issued by a local or state jurisdiction. The detainment or search of a citizen without probable cause and proper due process compliance or informed consent by the citizen. Arrests with continued incarcerations without charges and complete due process, including but not limited to public and speedy jury trials in a court of state or local jurisdiction. Domestic utilization of our nation's military or federal agencies operating under power granted under the laws of war against American citizens. Arrests of citizens or seizure of persons or property or any other action in violation of any constitutional provision under the United States Constitution by federal law enforcement. Doesn't that sound amazing? That's the oath that law enforcement, county officials, the AG, and so many others are taking seriously. That's what it takes to be a constitutional county. And we now have two here in Nevada. But Monica, aren't we all supposed to abide by the Constitution? Yeah, you would think so, considering it's the supreme law of the land. But every day we see the Constitution violated and we see our Bill of Rights, all of our rights, violated. This is where you have to hold elected representatives accountable. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Don this morning. Has a comment. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, Monica. I had occasion to run into Jim Settlemyer the other day in Walmart in Gardnerville and asked him about when we were going to have an audit of our election here in Nevada. And he said there was really no evidence there was anything wrong. And I said, what about the 144,000 people that shouldn't have voted? He just shrugged his shoulders at me. So that's what's going on here.
That's, yeah. Don, thank you. That's amazing. Remember the elected representatives who are feeling that even with all of this evidence that, you know, there's nothing going on, Don. You know, not just James Settlemyer, but, you know, that's exactly what the viewpoint of Amade and so many others.
And they need all go, too.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pivotal when they come out with the count in Arizona and they can see what actually happened. That'll be important.
Anyway, I've said it all along, Don. Thank you. Watch Maricopa. Maricopa County is going to start the snowball rolling, and it's just going to keep picking up more and more and more. And that's what we have to do. We can't rely on our elected representatives to watchdog all of this for us. We have to rely on ourselves and make sure we're going out and we're pushing the issue. I mean, even when the state party is going out and looking into this and delivering affidavits to the Secretary of State and Michael McDonald back from Arizona, a lot of legislators, a lot of representatives back from, see, I believe it was 9 different states that went to Maricopa to see how it was done, to see how it was properly done. And we are literally going to be getting those results any minute, any hour, any day. At some point, I have a feeling, I got this question. So does this mean that Trump is just going to be reinstated when it's proved that he won? Doesn't work that way. You just don't slip right back into office. There's a process and the law that has to be filed. Or you have to abide. See, we abide by the law. It's just incredible. But don't think that Republicans aren't culpable. Because I'm pretty sure that there have been Republicans that have been kept in office with the, let's just call it, the voting standards that had been put in place.
This is not headline news. The NBC show Ultimate Slip and Slide had to halt production due to an outbreak of diarrhea. Also, 3 contestants were disqualified for illegal propulsion methods. Vin Diesel says he'll leave the Fast and Furious franchise after 2 more movies. And that's today's installment of Headlines from 2030. Speaking of movies, filming has started on the new Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford is so old, he needs a stunt triple. Wasabi, a Pekingese, won Best in Show at the Westminster Dog Show, although he's already being accused of drinking performance-enhancing toilet water. An Ohio woman testified that the COVID-19 vaccine turned her into a magnet. Then she reattached herself to the refrigerator. This is not headline news.
Live, local, FM talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Find today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Should teachers have to wear body cameras? I find it an interesting question. There's actually a group out there that are going to be pushing that for Nevada. Speaking of things for Nevada, let's check in with Linda Thompson, see what she's got on her mind today with all kinds of great groups that are basically for Nevada. Hey, Linda.
Hey. I just wanted to give you an update and beg people, please, please, please don't take the Frankenstab. You're taking your life in your hands to give it up. My son, they've checked him out of the hospital now, but he has a PICC line stuck clear up to his armpit. They were wanting to take it clear to his heart so that they can do 3 IV antibiotic shots a day. And he has to do that for the next 23 days. And then he'll have to be on oral antibiotics for who knows how long. He has a permanent black spot in his lungs now. that will never heal.
Wow. And that wasn't there before, that they think that this is from the shot?
Oh, it's from the shot. I mean, it was 2 days after he got it. But the infectious control lady at the hospital told him, came to his bed and told him that when he got better, he needed to go get the vaccine. And my son looked at her and said, I'm here because of the vaccine. And she told, oh, no, this has nothing to do with that. He was perfectly fine. He didn't even know he was that bad until he woke up that morning and couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And they took him straight from his bed to the hospital. They didn't take him anywhere else in that facility first because he could not breathe.
Yeah. They know what's going on with this shot. I mean, Johnson & Johnson just pulled a bunch of them. And why the United States, Biden just put out a decision. I'm sure it wasn't arbitrarily that he was doing it. I'm sure that he had permission. But 500 million doses that the United States is now going to pay for countries all around the world. For those who can't afford it, we will now be providing this poison to people. I mean,
and I found out that Sisolak and the director of prisons in the state of Nevada are the ones to push this directive down on everybody. And it's not just inmates. It's all employees in the prison system.
Yeah.
So I think I want to see a class action lawsuit. I want them to pay because he has to take a respiratory therapy thing right now, and they're trying to get his lungs to expand. But every time it hits that black spot, it sets him off so that he can't breathe.
Mm. Unbelievable.
And he will have this for the rest of his life because of them.
Yeah, and when he's out of incarceration in a couple of years, he's going to be footing the bill for it. You know,
it
again, you know, we have somebody in the White House who claims to love America and just, you know, raise the prices on insulin, raise the prices on just about everything you need to survive. So, Linda, thank you so much
he
for the...
He doesn't love America.
No.
He loves China and his pocketbook.
Yeah. Well, he loves China and his puppet masters.
There you go.
Thank you,
please,
Linda.
Anybody listening, don't take the shot.
Thank you, Linda. Appreciate the update. I don't know how many times, you know, I can send you to the scientists, send you to the doctors. This is a mass extermination. They say it themselves. The Bill Gates, the Anthony Faucis. But they didn't think that we would find out this soon enough to fight back. It's the Monica Jay Show.
Lightning's been flashing and now it's getting ready to rain. This is a United. sky and you see the eagle fly, you better know he's headed your way. This ain't no rag, it's a flag, and it stands for the USA. USA, 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 USA.
Oh yeah, USA, it ain't no rag. That's the American flag out there. Happy Flag Day, everybody. Happy birthday to the United States Army. And happy birthday to Donald J. Trump. You know, there's also an anniversary out there that I would like to recognize. The one-year anniversary of Nevada Grassroots Patriots. And the job that they have been doing, volunteering their time to do, has been absolutely amazing. And we continue the work. So just as a reminder, 9:30 tomorrow morning, the Washoe County Commissioners will be meeting. You have to ask yourself, why are we still in a public health emergency? Why? Numbers don't add up. Never added up in the first place. Never should have been there. It's just a power grab. So please, please help and demand an end to the public health emergency. If not, how long is this going to go on? How long? Just going to keep plugging away the way that we are? Can't be that way. Did get a little bit more information for you, which I find this is very interesting indeed. And it's all coming out today. Not only did we have the massive, massive email dump this morning from WikiLeaks, we're talking everything. Las Vegas shooting, John McCain. Hillary Clinton's emails are the least of it. Check it out for yourself. The top national security official with the DOJ, you know, that same DOJ that is going to be going after the states that are doing the audits. Yeah. Merrick Garland getting involved? No, I don't think so. I love it. I think it was Texas. They say you show up here, you're going to find yourself in jail. That's fighting back. You don't interfere with our audits of an election. We have the right to do it. So you think they're scared? Well, it's what happens when emails come out, when leaks come out. The top national security official with the Department of Justice is resigning after repeated revelations that the department secretly seized records from Democrats and members of the media. John Demers' resignation was first reported by the AP this morning, and his departure is expected to occur by the end of next week. In recent weeks, reports have surfaced alleging the DOJ sought subpoenas against Democratic members of Congress and reporters as part of the investigation into alleged leaks of classified information. Remember when, what's his name? Fang Fang's boyfriend. You know, Swalwell. Mr. Farty Pants? They're not allowed to do this. Oh, yes, they are. The Trump Justice Department reportedly sought Apple records from former White House counsel Don McGahn. This is going to be very interesting to see play out. Well, it's all going to be interesting to have it play out. Because that's the one thing that we've learned through our lifetimes. It's always the cover-up that gets you. Yeah. The truth always finds a way. You know, I am jonesing to give something away here. And the weather is so beautiful. Let's get people out on the links. How about 2 rounds of golf at Dayton Valley Golf Course? This is worth over $110. 2 rounds of golf at Dayton Valley Golf Course for our recall question of the day. Now, we've been giving you so much food, we got to give you an opportunity to work it off. Remember, this is a text contest. Don't call in. Just text your correct answer. Within 90 seconds, the first one in gets the fabulous prize. And you can't have won in the last 30 days. And you better not be texting and driving. So I'm giving you a chance to pull over just in case. All right, 884-9910. The first correct answer in 90 seconds. Every Sunday from 11 to 2, what is the topic of conversation? What is the topic of conversation? Kind of a trick question there. The prize is worth $110. All right, you got 90 seconds. 884-9910. Good luck to you. But it's not all about prizes and all that. It's about information that we can get out. And, you know, Adam Schiff, Swalwell, you just have to remember FISA. Yeah. FISA works both ways. And Freedom of Information Act works both ways as well. This is amazing stuff. And again, it just goes to show we are in charge. The greater numbers. We, the people, are the ones they are afraid of. That's why they continually try to take our rights away. Freedom of speech. Second Amendment, our gun rights to protect ourselves. I mean, it is just incredible. That's why they're afraid of us. Because we're not going to stand down for this. This is a breaking story that we'll get more into tomorrow. Much of our money has been given away to NATO. Our money has been given away to everybody. We know that. I mean, even Biden is restarting an aid package to Palestinians. You might remember that Trump suspended the program. Well, Biden is restarting it. And guess what? He's tacking on another $38.5 million. Oh, why would they need all that money? Well, you got to support Hamas. So the Biden regime is sending over $188.5 million. Another little thing that I found out, you know, how they talk about, oh, how trillions of dollars go missing in the black budgets. Now, that's not a racist term. The black budgets are the ones that you're not supposed to know about. And we all heard a number in the news the other day that was like $24, $27 trillion. Well, there's a new figure out that they don't want you to know about. 145 trillion dollars is missing from 2017 to 2019. Wonder where that money went. Not just for black ops, for the black budgets. The space programs we don't know about. The security, continuity of government. Who is in charge of all those budgets? The Democrats. Just another manic Monday. Wish it was Sunday.
That's my fun day. Live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and every day. If you miss any part of the show, make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com or 923fmtalk.com. Check out the podcasts. You can also head over to the Monica J. page. All you have to do is go down through the schedule and click on my show there. Gives you everything I talk about during the show and even a couple of things that I plan to talk about, but I don't actually make it to. So there's some good information there, including the stimulus check mishaps that are causing legal chaos. I mean, The IRS is trying to recover pandemic stimulus checks that were sent to ineligible non-Americans living abroad. And it has created a legal mess. But you know what the problem is, even bigger than that? Is that the IRS keeps issuing the checks in error, all while trying to recover tax payments. I mean, this is incredible. The stupidity. Dozens of people in Micronesia filed lawsuits after the Bank of Guam seized their stimulus payments. Why are we sending money to non-Americans? How did they even get in the system? Well, you can check out the story. You can also check out targetliberty.org. I do want to bring you some good news, though, out of NPRI. This is why I say you need to follow the Nevada Policy Research Institute, NPRI.org. Nevada Policy files opening brief before the state Supreme Court in ongoing separation of powers lawsuit. This is something that we talked about years ago. Years ago. This is why we have to pay more attention. Thank you to NPRI for paying attention. Thank you for Washoe Patriots, for Nevada Patriots, for Battleborn Patriots, for NV Grassroots Patriots. They're out there paying attention to all of this stuff that we miss. This is going to be a tough year. We've got a massive drought that's coming down upon us. But you know what? We'll make it through. Because we are battle-born. But know that there are people out there who are trying. This is something that we need to come up with here in Nevada. Wisconsin lawmakers advance a bill to stop election workers from fixing mistakes on ballots. Yeah. Where are the morals? Where are the values? You don't lie. You don't cheat. You don't steal. You don't change somebody's vote because you don't like who they're voting for when you've been lied to about that person. Yeah. That is definitely something that we should be working on here. We should be securing. That should be the top priority, securing our elections. And it's only going to be happening if you demand it. Because as we heard from Dawn earlier, there are elected representatives who just don't think anything was wrong with the last election. And we'll keep going into that. As long as departments like the Department of Justice keeps attacking our rights, because they have a new proposed rule and model legislation to reduce gun violence. That's funny. And I don't see anything in this proposed rule and model legislation that punishes anybody but law-abiding citizens. Nothing in here about the criminals. Just making law-abiding citizens criminals. Big congratulations going out to Debbie and Minden. Speaking of guns, she knew it was gun talk on Sundays. And that was the topic between 11 to 2 with our text contest at 884-9910. Enjoy that golf, Debbie. Dayton Valley Golf Course, absolutely beautiful. You might just want to pick a day that is not supposed to be in the hundreds like we are all this week, or at least at the end of the week. Yeah. 99, 98, 100. We're going to be kind of floating all in between there. So I urge you, if you are working with power tools, are you working with gas anywhere? Are you driving? Please, it's dry out there. It's tender. We have to keep ourselves safe. And wildfires are something that we do not want to be dealing with in this drought season. Hey, I'll catch you tomorrow. We've got all kinds of new stuff coming up. Ooh, I can't wait to go get into that WikiLeaks dump. It's the Monica J Show.